to another episode of the Quinton Hyde Podcast. My name is Quinton Hyde, and I am joined today here by Jesper Emmanuel Lust.
That's me.
He's often known as the person who gets messed over in my videos, because we've been making videos for how many years now? Four?
The first one was in 2016.
No, right?
We made it together.
Yeah, in 2016 in September. I remember that very well. It was a vlog on my second channel in which I went over to his house, and then we created two videos. One sketch for me in the, which...
Weird Things Your Brain Does.
Your Brain Does. Part two, of course, because the first one did very well. And
did the second one do well too? Or?
I think it did quite well. I think it did quite well, actually. And then we also made this video for you, which was just like very strange overall. And the color grading was just made everything just pure red.
Yes, but I feel like that video set the tone for our dynamic.
Yes.
I just made him uncomfortable for about 3 minutes. And
it was pretty good, yes. So I actually tweeted at Quinton Hyde. I tweeted, hey, fellas, Jesper is going to come over and we're going to do a video, like an episode for the podcast. What is something that he and I could talk about? And people said, talk about your friendship and the timeline of how all of that went. So we're going to do that from both of our perspectives from the moment it started till now.
So this is to rebuttal the claim that Quinspiracy's made that I'm just leeching off of you. it's to show you that I did know him before. Cloud.
Before, you know that show, Before They Were Famous.
Yes.
But it's like a little bit less, so it's like before they kind of had something going on. That would be such a non-watch show. Like, for a second I thought it was actually quite funny. Like, before they somewhat were doing something.
No, that would be the least interesting thing to watch. It's like people who, like, didn't really make it, but they, you know, a few people knew
it's
about
kind
it.
It's kind of going on. Anyway, let me start. To the moment I first laid my eyes upon Jesper Lust, which was in 2016 in July, because during that month I thought for my YouTube channel to both be nice and get my content out there.
Cloud.
Yes. Every day I'm gonna watch 50 small creators watch their latest video in its entirety and then comment something nice about the video.
So most videos are about, what, 5 minutes long?
Mm-hmm.
50 times 5, that makes 250 minutes if you were to
spend hours on that.
My god.
I had summer vacation at the time, I was just really bored. But also, if a video was uninteresting to me, I put it on like 2x speed.
Mm.
And Jesper was one of the channels that day that I didn't first off speed up, but also one that I watched more videos off and then actually subscribed. Because most of the videos out there I watched were pretty bad. Like, at least I didn't like them. I still said something nice. Like, there's always something nice to say. They were not wonderful. So I saw his video, but I also commented on like a bunch of his friends' videos, who later on also became my friends. One of them actually became my first girlfriend. And
yeah, if you want a little side timeline to this, I met most of those people through the comment section of another YouTuber's video who was like, yo, small YouTubers promo.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Emma Blackery.
Oh, she never watched her videos ever.
No. So a lot of people commented on that. I checked out a couple of channels. A couple of people checked out my channel, and that's how I met most of those people.
Like, I actually did not know that.
Okay, well.
That's really fun. Okay, anyway. Yeah. So then later on, like a month later in August, I went to Summer in the City, which is a London YouTube conference. Even though, no, they renamed it. It's now Social in the City.
Social in the City.
Yeah, but it was Summer in the City. And I went there and I met this one dude and he was just like, yo, fella, I know you're from the comments. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I forgot all of it. I had no clue. So that's when I was added to a group chat and Jesper was also in there and then we all did like Skype sessions together. And then in September, I asked Jesper, hey, let's do a video, and I took the train over to his house.
And it took quite a while for you to get that.
Yeah, you're right. Because I think like all the trains had like issues that day. I think it took me like 4 hours or something.
Which is also why we had to film in the dark eventually.
Yes, yeah. I also remember that you had left your camera charger at your mom's house.
Huh.
And halfway through, you just left me for like 30 minutes in your house to get your charger.
Oh my god, I did that?
Yeah.
That is wild.
I remember one of the first things I also noticed when I walked into your room were the pile of broken laptops in the corner.
Yeah, I still have those. There's just one more on there by now.
Fun little side story. Jesper breaks pretty much every laptop he has.
I don't do it myself. They just kind of break when they come near me.
You know, statistically, when you look at statistics, if it keeps happening to you...
I know.
But what was your first impression?
You were loud. Which, like, I knew from your videos, because I watched those, obviously, after you commented on mine, and we were in a group chat together, I watched some of your stuff, and I was like, okay, well, fun stuff, but you do speak very loudly. I was like, oh, it's just, like, kind of an act for videos, because I put on a little act when I do my videos, my video voice. But no, he was just very overwhelmingly loud.
I remember that very well because I was at that one bus stop and then you approached and I was just like, what up?
Hi.
That was so good. Oh, I remember one of the very first things that I showed you on my computer. On your computer was the trailer to the movie Tusk, which is about a crazy man who mutilates and like performs surgery on this other dude to turn him like, to plastic surgery him into a walrus.
Yeah, I remember that. It's a little prelude to what was to come.
That's really funny. And it's like, I'm trying to find at what point we ever met up again. I think in January afterward that, for the festival.
Yeah.
So then we didn't see each other for, like, October, November, December. For, like, a little over 3 months. And then I brought you over to my house. Oh, I remember. And that was the first time I pranked you.
Yes, it was. I was still very gullible.
Because I made him believe that whenever you come over to my house, you're required to sign a release form for insurance stuff. Like, in case something would happen, that we would have, like, our insurance would know that you would have been there. So I made this whole, real-looking fake contract. And had him sign it the moment he came in.
Yeah, and I bought it because I was like, well, this seems like an organized family. and I think then you posted that video about 2 years later to your side channel.
No, it is on my side channel. It is on Quentin Hart Vlogs. 200 subscribers, final post being stuck my hand down the toilet again. I think I posted it like a month later.
No,
oh, bit my thumb.
Way later.
Really?
Let me look it up.
Okay. No, but I'm quite sure. Oh no, our McDonald's is going to be right here. Oh, he's already at the museum.
It's going to be here in 3 minutes.
Oh no. Wait, how is he going to be here in 3 minutes if he's there? Oh, holy crap.
Because he's very
How is
quick.
He this fast? I'm sorry, we were Uber Eatsing right before we did this.
Anyway.
No one is that fast on a bike.
Maher is very fast.
What did you just say?
Maher. That's his name.
Oh.
Maher.
I thought you were just trying to say mother, but with a very strange British accent. Maher.
Maher.
See? This is like... Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Pranking Jesper Lust.
You posted that in... Okay. June 2017.
Oh, so I did... It took me five years to post it.
Yeah.
Oh. I really thought I posted it faster. Anyway, what was your very first impression, actually, when you met me, Quentin? Hi.
I already told you that.
No, but, like, not that impression, but, like, when I commented on your videos. The first impression.
Oh, I have to admit, I don't remember, like, seeing that comment very well. Because, you know, I'm very popular, so I got a lot of comments, and it just kind of slipped. No, But I do remember that I would like check out people who commented on my videos. So that's probably how I find your stuff. And I was like, so it's a Dutch guy who also makes videos in English.
Yeah,
that's rare.
Something I remember very vividly is you had a title which was considered quite offensive or rude. Mm-hmm. And I saw it. And basically the whole plot of the video was that he was like the opposite of what he said in the title. And I remember looking at that, I was like, ah, but I thought he was nice. Is he actually, like, a huge asshole? And then I clicked, and I was like, oh, good, he made a good point.
Yes.
But that basically, yeah, that started how that started happening, and then we basically started just going back and front between our houses to just visit each other. And then for half a year, I lived in Amsterdam, which he lives close to.
Yeah, so we've moved on to...
That's 18, right?
Yeah, mid-2017 to, like, January 2018.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
like
yeah,
September
yeah.
September 2017.
Yeah, September 2017, I moved in there. No. Yeah, September 2017, I moved in there because that's when the semester started. And then I moved out at the end of January 2018. So I lived there for five-ish to six-ish months, which was very fun, even though the dorm was not really wonderful. But
I mean, the kitchen was great.
The kitchen was horrendous.
Yeah, okay, it was fucking disgusting, but many good videos were made there.
That is true. That is where we made the picture. We have this one picture. If you've followed me on any, like, let's just say, visual platforms in which you post photos, you've probably seen this picture where Jesper and I... it looks like it was taken on a very old camera. I am shirtless, but there's like a few belts tied around me. To those belts, we've taped a couple of balloons. I'm wearing a bandana around my head, like my forehead and my mouth. I wear glasses, which I do right now, but at the time I didn't need glasses, so they were like non-prescriptive glasses. And Jesper like leans on my shoulder.
I have a horrible haircut.
his hair was so large.
I'm trying to remember what the video was, and I remember throwing stones at you.
You. I asked you to throw pebbles at me to pop the balloons.
The main thing I just remember is that photo is more memorable than the video. And I remember you faking the balloon popping.
Let me explain. So basically, I had gotten this sponsored deal with this app that... Oh, no. Oh, my God. The Subway guy. I mean, the Uber Eats guy. Why did I say Subway? Probably because of all the Subway I ordered. But, oh, my God. He's going to be right here. What are we going to do now?
Open the door for him?
Yeah, I'll probably cut this real quick. All right, yeah, there we go. I totally forgot the sentence that we were saying, though.
I don't remember the sentence. We were in 2017. You had
I had moved to Amsterdam.
We were talking about the video with the...
The rocks, yes. So I had gotten this sponsored deal from this app that essentially allowed you to do dares together. And I remember they pulled out, like, in the last second. Like, they were, like, terrible at communication. And they flipped out when I showed them the video. And then they were like, no, we wanted a tutorial. And I was just like, then why the hell did you come to me? I don't make tutorials. But anyway, they're a terrible company. So what I ended up doing is I released the video. But I just got rid of their name in it. And because the plot was basically people were allowed to send me their dares. And one of them literally said, I want you to tape balloons to yourself and have someone throw rocks at it to pop them off. And the, like, the face gear was just to protect my face. But then it turned out you really have to like reload, throw it very hard to be able to do that.
It was just not going to happen.
So we faked it with like a pin in my hand and it looked pretty real.
Yeah, it looked good.
It was edited a little bit and it looks as if it was actually popped by the rocks.
But it was just a little pin.
It was very fake. Very fake.
Yeah, there was the baptism video.
Yeah, I baptized you in that kitchen. Yeah.
What else happened there? The Nerf
video. Oh yeah, I shot you with Nerf guns in that kitchen.
That was a good one. a ton of good content there.
Did we also do something with... No, I remember we cooked there once, which is not the crazy, which you know makes sense for the kitchen, but I just didn't really cook that often, so it's kind of...
I remember I would like, or Nat and I, or just I would come over every Friday, I think, and then we'd like cook, and...
Do you remember the melon?
The melon!
The melon! Yes, I saw your face!
Oh, God.
Oh, the melon. Yeah, my mom had given me this cantaloupe. It was just like one of those yellowy, greeny...
Just a regular melon.
Melons. for, like, to keep in my house, to eat, etc. So I kept it on the floor in my dorm to start off with. And it got really spoiled. Like, it started to literally, like, become mushy and there's, like, growth on it. It was just disgusting. So I had to toss it out. But then as a joke, my stepdad... bought a new one and drew a face on it and the text, I'm back or did you miss me or something?
Yeah, something like that.
And then he, like, Jesper was in on it because I remember he had texted Jesper about it. Oh, for context, they really like Jesper. My mom and stepdad really like Jesper.
And I really like them.
Yes, that is good. But basically, they shipped it to me in a box and I had a new one and it happened a second time.
Yeah, that one got pretty disgusting too. And I think at one point you like stored it in the shared store space as well. I remember that.
Did I move it to the shared storage?
I'm pretty sure you did. Instead of like throwing it out, you just...
I do remember spoiling a whole bunch of cooked rice in that kitchen and people got really angry with me.
How do you even spoil
I forgot
rice?
That I had the rice there. Usually I would just put it on my dorm floor.
Yep.
But yeah, then afterwards, I had to move back because I was there for my internship and I was back to here, really. First at home, then I moved here a few months later. I'm still here. Really want to go back to Amsterdam at some point, though.
Another thing I remember, but that was in January 2018, was when I started doing the My Life vlog thingies. And the first one was mostly set in that kitchen, to be honest. We spent a lot of time there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, my dorm was super small, so if you were with a few people, you really had to sit in the kitchen.
And jumping on a box, I remember that quite vividly. There were a bunch
of boxes. Oh, yeah, the cardboard boxes. And then we started to, like, put people in there.
Yeah, that was something. Yeah.
Didn't we also try to shoot each other through the hallway with the Nerf guns? I have, like, a memory of us seeing how far we can shoot someone.
No, that was just you when you grabbed the knife. You were like, huh, how far can this go? And then you...
Oh, well, that's less funny than what I was thinking. Yeah. But... Oh, wait a second. No, we actually once did a Nerf fight in Amsterdam Vondelpark.
That we did.
That was relatively recent.
Yeah, that was...
A year ago? 2019, yeah.
It was Easter 2019.
Easter?
Easter Day, yes. Because all the stores were, like, closed. You can go
get
your Apple Watch or whatever.
No. I got my Apple Watch when I slept over at your house, and then in the morning I was literally just like, hey, what if I impulse buy an Apple Watch? And Jesper said, maybe don't do that, and then I did it immediately after.
Do you regret it?
No, I wear it every single day. It is amazing. It makes me so happy.
Moral of the story, don't listen to me.
Oh, and the time that I impulse bought an iPhone. Oh no, that was not with you. I'm sorry. That was also... It sounds like I have a lot of money, but I just save up, and then at the moment I am able to, I just get it. It just, I don't...
And then I, like, started coming over to Groningen maybe once every 6 months.
Yeah, it's not, like, I go there more often because also I have, like, more friends there, or we have more friends there, and it makes more sense to move one person than to move, like, a bunch of people. Yeah. Even though Soria has never seen this place. Nat has been here, but Soria has never seen this place, so that's...
And you've had it for, like, 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years, two years. No, yes, yeah, it's 2020. It feels like 2019 because just nothing... Yep. No, that's not... Because so much has happened this year that it feels like nothing has happened. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Like, a lot happened, but simultaneously nothing happened for about a space of, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still March to me.
2019 was funner for me.
Yeah, I mean, I hated 2019 when it happened, but now I'm like, man, it's kind of nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, I kind of, I miss it a little bit.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, anyway, which, like, I feel like we're missing, like, a pretty huge point that we have to...
Right, so it was January 2018, you...
I moved back to Groningen,
back
yeah.
Back here. When was the first time that I, like... Oh, we had, when Nat and I came over to Groningen in January 2018 for festival.
Oh yeah, you came for the festival?
Yeah, that was quite an experience as well.
Oh yeah, because you came over for the festival and...
And then you like live streamed at 4 in the morning or something?
No, that was when I was over there with you guys. No, I was there with you guys in Amsterdam when you took me... No, I lived in Amsterdam, and at one evening at like 9, you texted me, do you want to come to like this little music thing with us? And it was like thing with like these guys who were all performing. Yeah, your friend's band. Yeah, it was like a talent show. And then there's one guy you guys didn't like one with his guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely thought he was the best one. I liked him best, so... Anyway.
Did he win? Or?
He won, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we walked out and I live streamed like the whole trip of us walking back. I live streamed. And I think it's still unlisted somewhere on the channel. Like, I could find it.
Incredible.
It was like an hour long. But it was you, me, Nat.
Yeah.
I want to say there was another person there.
I think that was it.
Really? We were three?
Probably. I mean, my friend who was in the band was probably there for a second as well.
No, but no, I don't recall that whole person, so probably not likely.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's left no recollection of that person. Yeah. I don't even know if it was a man or a woman. Like,
yeah,
I genuinely
it was a dude.
Really? In my mind, it was a girl.
No.
Like, I have no recollection of that whole person or that band.
No, it's one of my few male friends outside of you.
Wait, is that true?
Yes.
Do you have... I'm trying to... No, you have that one large guy. The very tall one. Or maybe he's not that tall. He just seems tall when you and Ashna are eating Taco Bell with him.
Oh, yeah, Fred. Yeah.
He feels like he's tall.
Yes. Taller than me.
Is he taller than me?
No.
Oh, when I see pictures of him, I feel like I should, like, look up to him like this.
No.
Oh, okay.
He just has a beard.
Does he have a beard?
Yes.
But he didn't always have a beard, right?
He's always on it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I'm actually up north here. I'm the smallest of my friend group, which is funny.
Yeah, and I'm like, what, 12, 13 centimeters below that?
Yeah, it's really funny. Anyway, yeah, no, it is... Like, our timeline has literally just gone, like, from us meeting to just us seeing each other every few months. I want to say it's gotten to pretty much every 2 months.
Yeah.
Every other month, because usually I just go there because I have like this subscription that allows me to travel by train, well, quotation points, for free, because obviously I pay for it, but it's way cheaper than paying for it, or even taking Flixbus, which is this thing that is great, but still more expensive than my subscription.
I feel like the months before the thing, can I say the C word here?
I don't... Oh, yeah, I'm not monetizing this.
Oh, okay. Before Corona and everything. Corona, fuck yeah. no, I feel like you were coming over a whole lot more than before as well. And then, well...
No, not before that. Before that, I still had a relationship and I barely saw you guys.
Right.
Because
that happened.
Yeah, well. But before that, I was there a lot. That is true.
Yeah, 2019.
2019, yeah, for sure. But yeah, no... And that's kind of like, here's the thing, like, I've been trying, and if you watch me anywhere, you probably do, because you probably only listen to this if you watch me anywhere else. You've noticed that I try to put Jesper into most of my content, because one, I really like the dynamic, people respond well to Jesper, because, you know, that sounds crazy, but like, obviously I'm a businessman, but I review how well you respond to anyone being in my videos. I have like a mental note of everyone who's ever been in my videos, what people physically type and say about them, how people respond by clicking off or repeating parts of the video, and like by how much they go over to the other profiles. So I have like I've been profiling pretty much all of my friends, how well they perform on content.
This is where the autism kicks in.
Yes. And Jesper by far has performed the best.
Yay.
Thus far. And also when I put like anonymous like surveys or something and I ask people, tell me who you want to see more of in my videos, it's most of the time Jesper, so that's good. And I'm always trying to get you to grow more because you know this, but it's nice to just share. Everyone knows that I have like huge dreams for making social stuff happen and like huge content, and I really want you to be in that kind of stuff. And like when we get to the point where we first off are allowed to travel again, but also it is financially viable to do so, I kind of want to be that person that just takes you along on like a bunch of trips where I'm just like, yo, we're doing a video in, what's the place?
Paraguay?
Isn't it Paraguay? Oh, no, wait, that's not...
No.
I thought...
That's not it.
Paraguay.
That's a U, no.
But you... Don't you pronounce it as Paraguay? Paraguay?
I don't think you do.
Paraguay.
It's not just some guy. It's like...
Paraguay. No, that doesn't sound right to me.
Wait, let's ask Google.
Wait, I'll do it.
Okay.
How to pronounce Paraguay?
I can't get the answer to that on Apple Watch.
Well, that is very unfortunate.
Ha. That awkward moment when the flex fails. Let's ask Android.
Oh yeah, no, that is that. Wait, no, is that no? You're listening to it in Dutch.
I know, but this is. Right.
Yeah, maybe you should turn on your sound.
Paraguay.
Paraguay. What is?
Paraguay.
Really?
Paraguay.
Oh, I don't like that at all. Anyway, for example, then I would just, you know, give you a flight ticket that we would go there. You know,
sounds like
at some point, your degree, you don't need it. You're not going to need it anymore. You're welcome. It's a good thing you're doing your master's.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But no, you can be the David Dobrik to my Robin.
Robin?
I don't know.
Don't you watch David Dobrik? You could have named any of the other Vlog Squad members.
Jim?
Is there a Jim? There's no Jim in the Vlog Squad.
Tom?
No.
Oh, no way, that's your ex.
Okay, for start, this is a thing that a website once wrote about me, that I once met my ex's ex called Tom.
In Berlin.
In Berlin, which is very strange because it makes no sense because one, my ex didn't have an ex called Tom. Her ex was, I fully forgot, it was some Argentinian name that I've forgotten because it was quite long and I can't remember it. I have fully forgotten it, oh my god. Anyway, I don't know a lot of Toms, and there's never been a Tom in my videos. But this website literally wrote that I met a guy named Tom who was my ex's ex, and I met him twice, according to that site.
What if that, like, that website is just slipping through from some
alternate universe? Thing. It's like the Mandela effect. Yes. Yeah. But then Jesper, when he made his fake Quinton Hyde Conspiracies page as a prank, Quinspiracies, he wrote that Tom is actually my ex. So that's kind of where the joke comes from, but I don't know a Tom like that, so I'm sorry. Is there anything else that we can say about this hugely incoherent story of us meeting all the way to now?
It started out very, like, timeline-y, and then it just became...
I think that is fun. I like the way we did it, actually. Yeah. I don't know, I just feel like there's
That Easter day in 2019 was a very weird day because it was like
warm.
Yeah, it was really warm for the time of year. We walked around Amsterdam with the idea of building a fort.
Yeah, we were gonna do Fortnite in real life.
Yeah, but then we just found one box, then we sat down in a park, shot at each other with guns and destroyed the box, and then and then you went
Do we ever post that video? No, that was your video, and you didn't want to post it.
Yeah, no. I don't think there was any kind of video, because there was no beginning, middle, or end to it.
There were just clips of us walking around with a cardboard box and then shooting each other with Nerf.
It was, like, in my life from that period.
Oh, yeah.
Put some of that in there, but yeah, that was a good day.
It was fun. It was a good day.
Or just, like, I think Nat was there as well when we just spent the entire day watching Peppa Pig in Dutch.
And no, that was here.
Yeah, that was
That there. Was in my house.
Yeah, and Nat was there as well.
Yeah, Nat was there. And they put on this live stream of Dutch Peppa Pig on my TV and just had it run for, I think, 4 hours. But that wasn't fun, though. Like literally, it came out of my nose. It's a bit of a Englified Dutch expression, but I was vomiting Peppa Pig at some point.
I know pretty much all episodes of Peppa Pig, like
I really don't, and I really don't need to.
It's so good.
No. Anyway, I think that is it, unless you have, like, one fun final anecdote. Or quote. Do you? Because we can't have a lot of silences in here, so I'm just gonna ramble on until you... No, that is no one likes that.
No, I mean, it's kind of...
People listen to this podcast at school.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Literally, people have told me, like, no,
Have schools been open since you started this?
Oh my god, did people lie to me?
Well, you started this, like, what, a month ago?
Well, yeah.
When did the summer...
Someone told me... No, like the first two episodes or something, we're still in school time. Someone told me, like, that she was listening to this secretly, like, in her earbuds during class.
That's so metal. Keep it up.
Imagine your teacher asking you, what are you listening to? And they, like, yank out your cord to have it go on speaker, and it's the Quinton Hyde podcast.
This dude going, like, oh, the TMI tag. What's your favorite position?
That was not part of... Was that part of the TMI tag?
Well, what is your favorite position?
We're not sharing that here.
Okay.
I'll tell you that immediately after cutting this.
Sounds good. And then you forgot to cut it.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you want to, like, give us a little bit of information or, like, tell us what you think. If you watch this on YouTube, you can leave a comment. If you're watching this on Spotify, and you probably are because I can see statistics, and hi to Italy. I was very surprised by that. a lot of Italy for some reason. Then you can tweet either me or Jesper. It is at Quentin Hyde, just like the podcast title, and at Jesper underscore lust, like the sin.
But with an E. Jasper, not Jasper. Morons.
Thank you so much for being here, and I would love to see you next time. Bye-bye. Bye.